What's up, guys?
Hey.
Welcome back to Too Real with Mike and Jillian Rosato. We were recording this on a Friday.
I know.
Which we don't normally do. Fridays normally are day off. If you're watching on YouTube, you'll see my little finger.
Air quotes. Yeah,
finger
air quotes.
Because we still end up working on our day off. But we were leading a training for Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday this week. Wednesday's usually our shoot day, but the training you were leading, I was organizing, and it was taking place in this room where we record. So we couldn't do Wednesday morning. It's easy to just be like, oh, well, we'll just do two and make them go live the day of. And I'm like, nah, let's just get it done. Like, let's just come in on Friday. It makes me get up and get out of bed early, and we're recording it and we're here.
And it's been rough. Excuse me. It's been rough.
Mike has a frog in his throat, so he sounds deeper than normal.
Right. But it's been interesting getting up recently because I feel like we live in Seattle the last couple days.
It's been super rainy here. Yeah. And I like, as much as I say that I'm a disciplined person, I've fallen off a lot recently. But I'm reading a book about discipline right now. So I've been forcing myself to get up at 5:30 every day, work out, like I have my order that I do my things. And with the rainy mornings, it's made that really difficult. But like my alarm goes off and I'm like, I know once I lift my body out of this bed, because I keep my alarm across the room to go get it, I'm not allowed to get back in bed. Not allowed. And I just start moving. But this Seattle weather has not made it easy, which makes me think, like, I don't know how people live in Seattle. Love Seattle. We loved it.
But we were there, like, in August. Like,
yeah, it was not the rainy season. Yeah, it was, like, mid to high 70s.
It was perfect.
Not humid.
Totally vibe with Seattle.
Yeah, but then everyone's like, yeah, but the rainy season. I'm like, yeah, no, thank you.
Yeah.
I'm dying for the sun right now. For I think real. We had, like, one day of, like, half sun this week, and it's been brutal.
I think I want to do a podcast on discipline, but on a better week, because I've not been disciplined. I've been giving myself up to excuses like my back hurts, my elbow hurts, my throat hurts.
Mm-hmm.
So one day you could just destroy me.
Okay.
With
I won't destroy you. I want you to read this book that I'm reading. But
what's the name of the book?
It's called Discipline is Destiny. It's by Ryan Holiday. He did the Daily Stoic
and
that whole series. And the book is excellent.
Yeah.
And it's split into little chapters. And each chapter is like a couple pages. So I'll read a couple chapters each morning as part of my disciplined routine. But really good insight onto it's all around discipline and temperance.
Yeah.
And when it comes to your mind, when it comes to your body, and when it comes to your surroundings. So it hits so many different angles, and he uses so many examples of historical figures and stuff like that. And it's just it's really, really good. I usually post a page of it on my Instagram story each morning. And every time I do, at least three people message me like, what book is that? I need it. But yeah, I think you should read it. I think it's excellent.
I know I need it, but I don't want it. But I know I need it.
Yeah, yeah. That's another podcast in itself.
Another podcast.
What are we talking about today, though?
This is, I don't know if you know this, this is episode 26.
26?
Did you know that?
No, I did not.
Yep, this is episode 26, and I panic sometimes. Like, I think the thing I fear the most about these podcasts is, like, us repeating a topic.
Well, I think we've talked about discipline before. I was thinking when you
have
were like last week when you were like we should do an episode on discipline. I feel like we've done one before.
Oh man. Well, today's topic is I didn't go through with the lens of looking for discipline. I went through the lens of looking for have we ever talked about expectations? So I scrolled real quick. I'm like, have we ever talked about expectations? We haven't.
Mm-hmm.
But my nightmare is going to be one day someone's going to be like, "Hey, you know you covered this topic before." And my response is,
we're going to have to start tracking that.
Shut up, because I'm in my 40s and I'm going to forget stuff from time to time.
It's no excuse.
There's no excuse.
No excuse.
But I do want to talk about expectations. I think tis the season, man. I've been counseling and helping some couples. I'm doing premarital counseling with one couple. And the big topic is they don't know it. They don't have the language for it. But I think the big topic is expectations. I think when you're not clear with each other's expectations of one another, it causes so much tension,
yes,
and drama.
Yeah.
And then if you couple that with a lack of good communication, it could become a nightmare.
Yeah.
Right. So I wanted to kind of process that and talk about what are some bad expectations that we have on each other. and I'm going to give Jill open permission to sprinkle commentary of our personal life, you know, maybe where I have not met her expectations, because we are too real.
Yeah.
And we're going to be real.
Are you going to edit out every time you clear your throat on this?
Should I? I should.
No, you shouldn't, actually, because one of our listeners messaged me the other day and was like, when you yawned on the podcast last week, I yawned. It made me yawn, too. And I was like, that's really funny, because I had just been watching it and I watched the yawn and I thought to myself, Mike didn't edit that out. Like, yeah. I like clearly yawn audibly. And I was like, wow, that was too real.
Too real. I ain't got time to make it look pretty.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if you ever think like we're literally a one take in and out,
yeah,
done.
It's I don't think we, unless someone were to walk in this room,
yeah, we
and interrupt us, we just keep going. Yep. And that's why you get all the tangents.
All the tangents.
Because I go on a ton.
You're welcome. So I think the number one bad expectation is an unrealistic expectation when you have on someone else.
Yeah.
When you know, like, it's unrealistic. I was preaching on this a couple of weeks ago. I think unrealistic expectations are unreachable expectations.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're unreachable expectations, you are setting yourself up for disappointment.
Mm-hmm.
You are. You're setting yourself up for hurt. You're setting yourself up for disappointment. So that's better to have realistic. So, you know, things like mind reading, right? I expect you to know what I'm thinking. Not realistic, mm-hmm. you know, or things like, when you're problem solving, that one size fits all solutions.
Mm-hmm.
Solutions are very complex.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, problems are very complex, so it's very rare that you're going to find this one size fits all thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you have to dissect it. Or if you have the expectation that you're, you know, you're never going to have conflict,
mm-hmm.
that you're always going to disagree.
Mm-hmm.
It's very unrealistic.
You're always going to agree.
You're always going to agree, yeah. Right? You're that's very unrealistic. You're
yeah.
going to have conflict. Even in the business realm, sometimes I'll say this, like when I started this organization, I thought my dream was I'm going to have an organization where if we were to close down on Sunday, we still have a beer together on Monday. That
mm-hmm.
that was a dream,
mm-hmm.
you know? So I'm like, watch this. I'm going to have no turnover. We're going to be a big family. Wrong.
It happened yeah.
within the first year.
Yeah,
there was turnover. And then, you know, for me, I have sometimes we have unrealistic expectations of ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And this is me. And, you know, put me on blast. If I'm not good at something instantly,
mm-hmm.
right, I don't want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just want to do it perfect the first time.
Yeah.
And so, like, that's an unrealistic expectation that I have on myself.
Mm-hmm.
And it just doesn't really help you. It doesn't help other people. So just like, reel your expectations back to say, and ask yourself the question, are these actually realistic?
Yeah. I mean, I could go down this list easily. Like, I'm the type that if I'm doing something, for example, I'm cleaning up the kitchen or I'm cooking or whatever, and the dishwasher's full and it's clean, I expect that Mike will read my mind and empty the dishwasher. And then sometimes I'm like sitting there and like he's looking up the newest AI on his iPad or whatever.
Oh my God.
And I'm like stewing inside. But like, why can't I just be like, yo, can you unload the dishwasher while I'm cooking dinner? Because there's an expectation. We've set an expectation where when one of us is cooking, the other one cleans up.
Facts.
That's something that we've set from the get.
Yeah.
So if I'm making dinner, Mike cleans, or if Mike's making dinner, I clean. But yeah, I'm just sitting there like stewing. And technically, I'm cooking so he could clean, so he would have to do it anyway. But I don't know what it is inside of me. Like, I'm sitting there cleaning or cooking. You're on your iPad like having a grand old time, and I'm like, why can't this dude just get up and clean the dishwasher or empty the dishwasher? You're going to do it at some point anyway, but like in my mind, it has to happen in that moment.
Mm.
Cause it's like you're having fun and I have to do this.
Yo, I'm finding this out right now. Right now.
You told me.
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. Because meanwhile, in my head, right, like I'm not intentionally going, haha, I'm having fun.
Yeah.
And you got to slave over the stove.
You're just in one of your ADHD modes.
Not even that. Like, here's my mentality on that. Like, we have one of those, what do they call it? Galley kitchens? Like,
I don't know if it's considered, but yes, it's galley style.
Yeah, you're moving back and forth between the sink and the stove. And in my head, I'm like, I'm staying out of her way.
Yeah.
And I know that she's going to be out of my way when I'm cleaning the kitchen because your job is done and my job starts.
Yeah.
That's my mentality.
Yeah.
Not that, oh, look at me. I'm looking at stuff on my iPad, dork. Like, you know what I mean?
Dork.
Yes. Because I'm like, what the heck? I didn't know that expectation even existed. But that's unrealistic for me to read your mind and get into that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And how many times where we let those frustrations compound in a relationship.
Yeah.
Like, he didn't do this. She didn't do this.
Yeah.
And then the next moment, oh, look, they're not doing this. They're not doing that. And all of a sudden, you're like, what's wrong with you? Nothing.
Yeah.
And you have an attitude for like, and then it takes the other person off guard, right?
Yep.
Which leads me to the second bad expectation is unvoiced expectations.
Yeah.
Like, just say it.
Yeah.
And then you give that person an opportunity to be like, nah, I'm not willing to do that.
Yeah.
Or I can't do that. And here's why I can't do that. Or whatever. You know what I mean? But so unvoiced expectations are just as bad as unrealistic expectations.
Yeah. Here's one. You wanted personal. I was complaining about this to my friend Kim the other day. She was like, what's going on? I said, I'm just irritated with everyone in my house. And she's like, why? And this is fresh for Mike to hear. I'm like, I'm the type of person, like, if I have to do something, I get up early, I get ready, I prepare myself so that I'm not, like, rushing around at the last minute to get it done. I said, for some reason, especially when it comes to Hunter, who I have raised since the day he was born, so I didn't raise him to be like this, everyone else in my house waits until, like, the last possible minute to wake up, and then they're, like, rushing through this and rushing through that. And, like, it's so chaotic. And I'm just like, why is my whole household like this? It drives me insane. How does that make you feel?
It does. That make
because,
you
like,
feel?
Even with Hunter, Hunter will set his alarm for 5:45.
He used to be. Dude would
I
pop up.
I feel like
up.
You and Chase have infiltrated him.
Dude would pop up and, like, have 50,000 questions and, like, have color commentary for everything and anything under the sun.
Now he waits until his alarm goes off at 5:45. He needs to be out of the house at 6:40. He will lay in bed until, like, 6:15, and then he has to, like, mad dash, shower, use the bathroom, get himself together, brush his teeth, all stuff, and he's, like, rushing out the door. And I'm like, why does it have to be like that, guys? Like, it doesn't have to be this chaotic. But I found myself, like, getting really frustrated by that. But it's also an unvoiced expectation, because clearly we've never spoken about this until now. But I'm like, it'll make you stew inside and make you, like, get irritated, and the other person has no idea why, but then you're just like, you should, and then it goes back to unrealistic, like, you should just know.
Right.
You should just do things the way I want you to do them.
And listen, it's not just you with me, it's also me with you. Like, sometimes until I voice it, I won't even realize that it's unrealistic.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you need to voice it to realize, oh, that's unrealistic.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or once you voice it, again, you give that person the opportunity to go, oh, dude, I just didn't know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't get a bonus point every day for pissing you off. Like,
yeah.
I just, honestly, it was not on my radar.
Yeah.
Call me stupid. Call me careless. Call me unaware.
Yeah.
But at least don't call me uncaring.
Yeah.
I just didn't know.
Yeah. This podcast is just turning into my therapy couch lately. You're welcome.
One day, wouldn't it be, not hilarious, but for the listener and viewer, it would be hilarious. I feel like you said we don't edit it. Like, we just one day on the podcast just started arguing. Like, you know what? I'm going to publish it.
They'd be like, these people and are crazy.
And then I'm going to put a poll on podcast. Who won?
Yeah. Oh my God. I would love that. Cause I always win.
Oh man. That'd be funny. But unvoiced expectations. Take the time. What I do in premarital counseling, I'll sit there and I'll go, this is going to be awkward. Don't talk to each other before our next session, but write down all of your expectations.
Mm-hmm.
Every single one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, down to, like, you know, you don't ever expect to throw out the trash. If there's boys in the house, they throw out the trash, right?
Yeah.
Or down to financial expectations.
Yeah.
Sexual expectations.
Yeah.
You know, some dudes are like, you know, the bride to be, you know, finds out right in that moment when the guy's like, oh, I expect to have sex at least 4 times a week. And she's like, what? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Or something to that nature, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or, hey, I expect to be wooed, you know, or taken out on a romantic date once a month and those kind of things. Like, so much discovery happens in that session.
Yeah, when for
you,
sure.
When you, especially those who are thorough with their expectations.
Yeah.
But what I'm doing is I'm creating space for them to vocalize as many expectations as possible and to give them the process of, and I tell them, hey, even 5 years, 7 years, 10 years down the line, revisit your expectations of one another, because they'll change too.
Yeah.
Right?
For sure.
Because especially when you have kids, your expectations are going to change.
Yeah.
But to keep them voiced, because unvoiced expectations is a setup for disaster.
Yeah.
I think another one is on unclear expectations. So, you know, slow down and make sure that that person just didn't hear your expectations, but clearly understood it.
Yeah.
Right? Because as a boss, I experience this a lot where I told them this already. Mm-hmm. Why do I have to say it again?
Yeah.
You know? And then I go, I say, hey, remember I said this? Oh, yeah, but I thought you meant this. No. Like, you said yes, you nodded, you said okay.
Yeah.
And then, you know what I mean? Like, and it makes me so frustrated, but then I got to take a couple steps back and go, what was I completely clear?
Yeah.
And I catch myself, because most of the time when I have to state an expectation, it's usually in the midst of chaos.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the midst of frustration.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the midst of, there's just a lot going on.
Mm-hmm.
So I know I'm very vulnerable for either I didn't use the right words, or in the moment they're looking at me, but in their minds they're distracted and wandering because of the chaos. So I got to sit down and not treat them like they're a child, but make sure that I'm clear.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And at times we run into that too, where, you know, we sit there and say, here's an example. hey, we're going to record the podcast tomorrow morning. Yeah, we're going to record the podcast tomorrow morning. Cool. Moved on.
Mm-hmm.
We never determined a time exactly. We just said the morning. We never said, hey, by this time. No, we did not.
I actually put it in our calendar.
Well, I didn't look at the calendar.
Well, that's your problem.
Who looks at the calendar at night? Did you probably put it in at night?
I put it in when we decided we would do it in the morning. I look at the calendar before I go to bed every night, so I know what my day looks like, and then I look at it again in the morning to remind myself.
So let's talk about that expectation, because you get mad at me when I pick up my phone before we're going to bed.
Uh-huh.
Because you're like, don't read your email, don't do this, don't do that.
Because 9 times out of 10, you're reading your email, you're not looking at your calendar.
Facts.
So,
right.
Debunked.
But, okay, not debunked. That's an unclear expectation, because you say your expectation is to, you mean not to look at my phone, but what you really mean is don't look at my email.
Yeah,
what you would want me to
prevent
do,
you from working at 10 o'clock at
right.
night.
But what you want me to do is still look at my calendar before.
Just be aware of the calendar.
Yeah. Boom.
Yeah. I can see how that's unclear.
Thank you.
We're wired very differently.
We are.
Extremely differently.
Extremely differently. And obviously that frustrates you.
Let's go into high expectations, because I have a lot of them.
Yes. Another, number four, I think the other bad expectation that you have when you have too high of expectations, you know, people with high expectations typically expect a lot for themselves and others as they aim for excellence.
Mm-hmm. Can I disagree?
Yeah, go for it.
I think that high expectations are fine when they're communicated well and agreed upon.
Okay.
But if it's a high expectation that there's no communication and the other person's like, yeah, I'm like, if I were to be like, Mike, I want us both to get up at 5:30 every morning and I want us to work out and this is why and blah, blah, blah. And you were like, you know what? Like, that makes sense. I'm in. Let's do it.
Right.
So it's communicated, it's agreed upon, it's a high expectation, but it's to better yourself or whatever. I think that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
If it was like me in my head, you should get up at 5:30 in the morning, work out every day, and you weren't doing it, and then me getting mad at you. Like, that's a high expectation that hasn't been communicated, hasn't agreed upon. I feel like, and I say all of this for this reason, I feel like I see in my social media feeds lately, like, people just they have too much high expectations on people, hustle culture, and it's like, yo, like, I have high expectations upon myself, and that's because I want to do better, I want to be better, and I don't think there's anything wrong with that, because none of the expectations that I have for myself are unhealthy.
Yeah.
I know when to rest, I know when to pause, like all of that stuff. I think if you have high expectations on someone else, like, okay, these are the rules of our house with our kids. And you know what? Some parents are okay with their kids drinking. We're not.
Yeah.
Some parents are okay. Yeah, my kid's going to try pot, whatever. No, we're not okay, with, okay that. With that. Those are the expectations in our house. We have discussed them with our children and they agree upon them. And so I don't think that that's a case where I don't think that high expectations are a bad thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, if we were like, I expect you to only do this and never said anything to them about it, they have no part in it, then they'd be like, that's a little ridiculous.
Maybe I should say, this is good. I think when I'm talking about high expectations, I'm talking about when you expect close to perfection.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're realistic things. Like, so another, we expect a high expectation of ourselves, like straight A's from our kids, right? Mm-hmm. But like, if they get a B, mm-hmm. right, that we don't like,
we've always said to them, you know, you may get a B or a C on something, but if I've seen you like hustle, put in the work really try,
right.
I'm more looking at your effort rather than your accomplishment.
Right, right.
Granted, like Hunter had a history quiz this week and he's like struggling studying for it, but he's sitting there, he's making his flashcards, he's trying, he's asking you, because Mike's really good at mnemonic devices, asking Mike for help with that. I'm going over the cards with him because I'm terrible at history. And I don't know his grade yet, but if he did not do well on it, I'm not going to be as mad as if he'd put in zero effort.
Right.
You know, because we've had instances where he completely bombs a test and I'm like, bro, it's not even written in your agenda book. Like, you didn't study. Like, there's no excuse for that. But like, I saw this kid working hard, asking for help, doing what he could. So if it has a less than stellar grade, I'm okay with that. I'm not thrilled. Mm-hmm. But I also said, you know, he has a habit of just memorizing what he needs to know. Yeah. And I'm like, there's also guidance with that. Hey, you know, in the future, it may be helpful with history to know the whole story, know the context, not just memorizing what you need to know for the quiz, because that's not full understanding. And when you have full understanding, that lends itself to a better result when it comes to your quiz.
Yep.
Maybe pay attention. Are you paying attention in class fully?
Right, right.
Are you having conversation when the teacher's talking through things? Like, these are ways that you can improve. But I still did see you do really well,
right,
or try really hard.
Right. Like, yeah, it's about like the pursuing perfection thing, mm-hmm. right? Like, we say, like, there's a big difference between perfection and excellence,
mm-hmm.
right? So a good high expectation is when you're pursuing excellence, and excellence is doing the best you can with what you have where you are,
mm-hmm.
right? So we're never gonna, like you said, if we see our boys, if we see our employees, if we see each other, like, you grinded, you did your best, and it is what it is, right?
Mm.
We're still going to celebrate that, right?
Yeah.
But the perfection of it, like, it's realistic to get an A, but if you don't have that capacity in that season, in that time frame to get an A, but you got a B, you got a C, you know what? We're still going to applaud you
mm-hmm.
for that. We're going to mm-hmm. applaud the effort and the tenacity towards that.
Yeah.
But that's where, like, when somebody has this, like, you know, this sense of everything has to be super perfect, super polished, it's all about performance, right?
Mm.
We see that sometimes in parents,
mm-hmm.
you know, and there's like, their kid has to be the valedictorian and they have to be the captain of the football team and they have to do this and they have to do that. And there's no room for discovery or mess ups
mm-hmm.
or, you know, figuring out your capacity.
Mm-hmm.
That's when that expectation gets bad. But I agree with you. You should push your kids to have a high standard.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Definitely have a standard and a standard of excellence. But when I say high expectation, it's that almost like that it is kind of unrealistic in a way where you expect close to perfection,
mm-hmm.
you know,
yeah.
It's like, I'm okay with not, nobody's perfect. You know that in your head,
mm-hmm.
but like, you know, you're fine. You can't hit 100, but a 99.8 mm-hmm. every single time.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's not fair.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And the last one is low expectation.
Yeah.
This comes from people who've been hurt in the past. You've experienced a lot of disappointment and devastation, And so you just walk around having very low expectations of people. Mm-hmm. And you think that's healthy. And you think that's a way to guard yourself from future disappointment. But you're expecting the worst every single time because of your low expectations, mm-hmm. right? So I'm not going to expect much from you in this relationship. I'm not going to expect much from you with this job, mm-hmm. just in case I need to just quickly fire you. And you're always looking for the worst. Mm-hmm. You're always, you know, I say this all the time. You could walk into the cleanest room with a white glove and still find some dirt.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't mean the room's not clean.
Yeah.
And so I think you miss out on seeing someone in a more positive light.
Mm-hmm.
I think you miss out on the beauty of some relationships and learning from people when you walk around constantly having low expectations on everyone.
Yeah. You know? And I think that's, and you may have said this in the prequel. It's Friday morning and I'm a little foggy to this point. It's easy. I feel like having low expectations is probably the one that people may struggle with the most. So for you, do you feel like you struggle in that sense? And if so, like, what are things that you do to combat that?
I do that. I don't have low expectations. Ugh, I hate that you asked me that, but I'm gonna answer honestly. I don't have low expectations in regards to like my organization or employees and those kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
I do have low expectations in regards to friendships. Mm. Because I was just talking to someone the other day about this. Like, I have low expectations in regards to like quantity of time with each other.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So that like when you're busy or I'm busy, I'm not disappointed.
Mm-hmm.
I have low expectations of, you know, the amount of, the amount of vulnerability I'm going to give you,
mm-hmm.
because honestly, I'm afraid that you're going to leverage my vulnerability later on, to your advantage,
mm-hmm.
you know? And so the way I combat that honestly is, to constantly stay in risk.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know that everyone that I look up to from afar, you know, all the leaders that I looked up to, a main quality is not just talent. It's not just hustle. It's not just charisma. People who are successful get comfortable with taking risk.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't just take risk on things. I also need to take risk on people.
Mm-hmm.
So that helps me when I'm struggling with my low expectations.
Mm.
How about yourself?
I wasn't prepared to answer that. I just wanted to ask you because I feel like I've been talking a lot.
No.
I think low expectations kind of goes hand in hand with being like cynical or pessimistic or negative.
Yeah.
And I do, some people may be surprised to hear this. I do lean very cynical, very negative at times. And it's just been mindset reframing. Like, it's very easy to be like, I asked Hunter to take the trash out. And I can go out to leave for work in the morning and be like, I bet you he didn't take the trash out.
Right.
But I have to actually stop and say, okay, he probably did take the trash out. Why wouldn't he take the trash out? Of course, I asked him to. Why wouldn't he? And there are going to be times that he didn't. And I have to stop and instead of being like, see, he didn't do it, da, 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 I have to stop and say, he's a 16-year-old kid.
Yeah.
He literally just rolled out of bed 5 minutes ago.
Right.
Going back to our further point. It happens. I'm not perfect either.
Right.
And like, I think it's just that reframing of, we're always so quick. And I think you said this in last week's podcast or in a meeting we're in. They all blur at this point. We're always so quick to spiral down, but what does it look like to spiral up?
Yeah.
Instead of, I used to be so quick, like, what's the worst that could happen? Like, what's the best that could happen? I think sometimes you can really reverse that, so that whether someone lets you down, however you want to define letting down, because that's up for interpretation as well.
Yeah.
But I think if you just assume positivity, assume what's best. And I don't want to get onto the whole toxic positivity garbage. Like, shut up. don't at me. I don't care.
Do you see the irony?
Yes. See? See?
Don't talk to me about that toxic positivity BS.
But like, what if we all just stopped and spiraled up, thought what's the best thing that could happen? Like, I think it could really get rid of a lot of the expectation, irritances and stuff like that.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%. You ready? Since you surprised me so much with information, I'll leave us with one surprise. One thing that frustrates me is when you ask me to do something that I'm going to do, and it feels like you robbed me of being like, ha, I did that without you asking. You know what I mean? Example, you were like, hey, make the bed before you leave. And I was like, daggone it, I was going to do that.
I didn't
that.
Say, hey, make the bed before you leave. I said, hey, can you make the bed before you leave?
Right, but either way, like, you're asking me something that I was going to do anyway.
Yeah.
And I was just like, oh, like that, you robbed me. Like, so I know you have a low expectation. You didn't expect me to make the bed, right or wrong?
No, I didn't, right. because
yeah, justify it.
Because you woke up late.
I'm not feeling well,
dude.
And then
you seemed, and again, yeah, you weren't feeling well.
Yeah.
You seemed frantic when I was leaving because you're like, I'm going to get ready really quick. Da, da, da.
I didn't realize the time. I'm like,
yeah. Yeah. And I was just thinking to myself, I was like, well, I'm going to ask him to make the bed so that I don't come home irritated that the bed's not made, because it's something that I just appreciate each day.
Yeah.
It makes me feel like the world is safe. And I'm going to ask him. I'm going to ask him rather than being irritated later.
Yeah.
And I did. You normally will, like, you normally get up after me, so you'll normally make the bed, or I'll just jump in and do it when you're in the shower. But it's very seldom that I come home and the bed's not made. But I was just like trying to pre-navigate that later irritation if it was a possibility.
Yeah. So let's vocalize right now.
See, but like, this is the thing. This is like, I'm going to let you into my crazy. And you know my crazy, but like all of you, I'm going to let you into my crazy.
Grab your coffee, folks.
I have a reminder on my phone for 6:30 every morning that says make bed, because I like a made bed. And if you read the book Make Your Bed, there's a lot of great psychology behind it.
I've heard that.
But actually we have it at home, you can borrow it. Hunter read it too.
Yeah.
But yeah, so like, you saying like you want to do things without like me asking you to, and you want to like feel like the happiness that it brings me. It brings me happiness anyway, because like sometimes I'm asking you because I have crazy reminders in my phone to do things.
Yeah.
So I'm just asking.
You don't think it makes you just a little more happy when I do it without you asking?
It does.
All right.
But
so you robbed me
slightly more happy, but I'm still happy regardless.
I hear you, but
yeah.
So let's make a realistic voiced high expectation right now on camera, on audio.
I expect the bed to be made every day.
Yes.
If you're up after me,
whoever's the last person to get out of bed,
yes, because
the bed.
Sometimes it is me.
Yeah.
I think I slept till 10:30 last Saturday.
Yep.
It was like a rainy Saturday.
Tomorrow it's going to be you.
So no, I'm getting up early tomorrow. I have a lot to do before. We're going to see Chase at school. It's parent visitation day. But I have things I want to do before this, so I'm going to get up early.
Okay.
But anyway, whoever's up last will make the bed. And then if the bed is not made, then I can get frustrated.
Sure.
Okay. We agreed upon it. We communicated. It is not a high expectation.
I can't reach you because I'm like...
Was that corny?
Probably.
Whatever. This is just real life. Too real.
All
right. That's what we're going to stop now before like you really can't stand us. But that's it for this week. If you like the podcast, if you identify with the podcast, if you have comments about the podcast, hit the subscribe button, hit the follow button, hit the like button, hit the dislike button, hit the comment button,
the dislike button.
But like,
don't
whatever.
You dare.
Whatever. If they don't like it, they don't
spiral
like it.
Spiral up.
Yeah. If you don't like it, spiral up. But just leave us your feedback. We want to hear what you guys are enjoying. If there is a topic that you would like for us to talk about, leave that in the comments as well. And when you see our reels post up, share them, post them to your stories, whatever you want to do. We will be back next Wednesday. But until then, YouTube, Spotify, Apple, Google, iHeartRadio. No SoundCloud.
No SoundCloud.
I don't know what the other ones are. I'm not a rapper. But they're on all those places. So check us out. Check us out on YouTube. You can see our faces. And we will see you next Wednesday. Too real.
Peace.
Bye.